It's continuing coverage of Appleton-Parkersburg girls basketball with head coach Brady Driscoll. Falcons defeat Grundy Center 46-39 here on the road on Friday night. Coach certainly will take the road win. Two quality teams going out of here tonight. Kind of got a little bit of a fight there late, but what are your thoughts on how your team was able to, you know, come on the road and ultimately, you know, start the new year off with a bang?
Yeah, it's always good, you know, coming out of break to start with a win, especially when it's Grundy and a good team here, two-loss team. You know, they didn't have one of their starters. That was a big piece for them. But, you know, whoever they put on the floor, we talked about earlier, being Grundy and Matt, that's a great job of whoever's out there. They're going to play extremely hard. And for four full quarters, they go hard. So anytime you can come in here and get a win, we'll take it.
Yeah, and I had you unofficially for just over 50% shooting at 51%. So certainly we'll take that coming out of the break, right? 18 of 35, and it started quick. You guys, I don't think, ever trailed in this thing. What did you like about how you were able to really take control from that perspective, especially with people, you know, hitting the looks that they should?
Yeah, and, you know, remember last year too, where it was at home, and we built a pretty big lead in the first quarter of like 17-4 or 17-6 or something like that, and they ended up coming back and winning that game. So we knew they're not going to go away no matter if we're up 20 or up 2. They're always going to be right behind you. So you know, keep the pedal to the metal and finish the game out. And you know, tonight we had to do it in a little different ways, where we had some foul trouble to navigate around, and some bench players played a little more minutes than what they typically would. But they came in and did a great job of maintaining that lead for us. And even to the end, you know, we had a couple players foul out, so they had to finish the game out there for us. And you know, they kept kind of getting it closer, but we, you know, hit some timely baskets and made stops when we need to, and finished it out all right.
And when it comes to some of the rebounding in this game, there was a few stretches when Grundy Center was really dominating the offensive glass. Sure, that had kind of been frustrating for you guys, right? What's kind of your take on being able to maybe close out on the defensive end on some of those situations there?
Yeah, no, it's frustrating sometimes, you know, and you know, in zones, it's hard to rebound out of. It's harder than man, I guess, to rebound out of, because, you know, you might have two kids in your area. But, you know, sometimes we get caught standing and watching the ball go up and where it bounces on the rim, and then try to hope it falls to us instead of going to find a body and block them out. And, you know, we've been working on it over break. And, you know, we don't play till next Friday. It'll be something we keep working on, especially when we're, you know, Grundy without their post was a shorter team. But they battle. They play hard. And they're athletic and maneuver in the lane pretty well, so credit to them for that. But, yeah, going forward, I mean, I told them in the locker room too, I mean, we're going to go as far as our rebounding is. That can't be our letdown and our setback. So, you know, going forward, we just got to make sure that we're making a concentrated effort and make it a focus point for us to find a body, block out, and grab the thing.
Mm-hmm. One more question about this game. Certainly a few different players you could recognize, but it seemed like Eva Walker really had a nice game tonight. She was 5 of 6, 5 of 7 shooting unofficially. One of her misses was like a desperation right at the end of the shot clock. So yeah, Take that for what it's worth, right? But seems like she's just able to come up with really clutch plays, especially tonight.
Yeah, especially in the second half there. She had some big buckets for us. She seems to come up with some big ones for us in a couple of different games. I thought she was really good down the stretch for us. And being undersized too, she rebounds pretty well. She plays a little bigger than what she is. And she's tough as nails, so glad she's on our side. So she had some big timely ones, and I thought in the first half, Ava Eddy, too, had some big timely threes for us when she came in, knocked those down with confidence like she has all year really for us. So Ava and Eva, yeah, definitely hit some big shots, some in the first half and then even some in the second half.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here with AP Girls Basketball Coach Brady Driscoll. It's continuing coverage of Appleton-Parkersburg girls basketball with head coach Brady Driscoll. AP now off to a 7-2 record here with a win over Grundy Center here on the first night of 2025 back to action. But, Coach, as far as this past Christmas break, you know, what are some of the things you liked about what your team was able to kind of get accomplished here in this long stretch between games?
Yeah, you know, well, we focused on rebounding and keeping people out of the lane a little bit. Obviously still have work to do there, but I'm confident in them, and they know it too, what we need to work on and what's our weakness right now and things we got to work on going forward. So I'm confident we'll get the job done, and they'll do a better job going forward here. But those are two things that we got to keep pounding away at, and that'll give us our best chance for success in the future.
All right, so again, a great start here to 2025, and it's kind of weird to think about a game like this against Grundy Center being a big game for potential, you know, playoff seeding down the road, but, I mean, that's kind of what it's going to be, right? I mean, this is certainly a quality win and something that, man, you didn't have this on your resume last year, and you never know. It might play big for you this year, right?
Yeah, I hope so, and that's kind of the thing. You know, you don't want to look too far down the road, but you can't help but think, you know, it's first, you know, game where it's been a 5-2 versus 6-2, and you know, both teams not ranked but looking for that kind of quality win that you need. So you know, down the road, well, fighting for you know, might be the difference between a 2-3, where it's maybe one more home game or something. So I'm glad we could get it done tonight.
All right, and then another week off before you take on East Marshall. What are you hoping to see from your team here in this upcoming week as kind of a strange schedule, right, where you go first game out of break and then a whole other week, right?
Yeah, it's different for sure. You know, we'll have 4 days of practice for that next game, and, you know, you can do a lot of stuff on that Monday and Tuesday where, you know, you have some days after to recover. So we'll go pretty hard those 2 days and then ease it back down on Thursday before the game on Friday. And then we got one Saturday, too, which that's kind of different, too, where you have nothing for a week, then you go Friday, and then a Saturday game is always different in the afternoon away, too. So, yeah, we just got to keep stacking wins, get better at our weaknesses, and keep improving on our strengths as well. So 4 days to do that before we're back in action. But excited where we're at. You know, we'll always take, you know, after Christmas break and a game in now and two losses. It's a good place to be at for us.
All right, that's AP Girls Basketball Coach Brady Driscoll. Appreciate the time, and congrats on the win.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back after this.